Welcome back. Tools and basic organization. It goes without saying that you need some method of cutting the coupons you will soon begin to acquire. Scissors are the best and most easily accessible of all cutting tools that give you the greatest control over what you cut. However, they are best suited for only cutting one, maybe two or three layers at a time. Then, coupon inserts, printed sheets can be stacked, possibly stapled, in order to expedite cutting. For stacked coupons, a guillotine paper cutter is ideal. However, care is needed so as not to accidentally cut into the coupons. Other cutting tools, gift wrap cutters, paper trimmers, and etc. can be used. Make sure to keep your cell phone handy and fully charged. You will need your calculator feature. It might actually be easier to use a separate handheld calculator because you will need your cell phone for other functions while you shop, i.e. internet access and grocery list. You will find the calculator helpful for keeping a running tally of your total. This is especially crucial if you need to stay within a certain budget. Using Google Sheets or a similar spreadsheet app on your phone is a great tool to use while you shop. You can set it up before you leave the house with the items you intend to purchase, the quantity, the cost, the coupons to be used, and the anticipated totals. You can then make the changes in the store as necessary, according to what they may have on hand and what you may need to adjust. Because the totals automatically change as you update the numbers, you will always need to be able to maintain an accurate total, which is particularly helpful if you're shopping on a budget. You will need some kind of storing and organizing your coupons once you begin to cut them and organize them for your shopping trips. A small coupon wallet with sections is ideal, especially for beginners. Many couponers eventually upgrade to a large coupon binder. It is advantageous because it holds many more coupons in a small wallet. It is a liability in that it clearly identifies you as a couponer and thus earns you some dirty looks in the store by customers and cashiers alike. Expert couponers usually eventually outgrow the large coupon binders for storing all of their coupons. They can then switch to using hanging file folders kept at home for storing all of their coupons, and then they only pull out what they need for various shopping trips, in which case the small wallet is once again sufficient. Coupons are maintained in a chronological order in hanging file folders and are often stored by whole insert as opposed to cutting them all out. The advantage is that you have a small, manageable system for when you are in the store. The disadvantage is that if you don't know beforehand you need a coupon, you won't have it when you do need it. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.